Morning, Ireland. It's 13 minutes past eight. Well, I read you that headline before the break. That's in Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung. I think Derek Scally, the Irish Times correspondent in Berlin, has been tweeting it this morning. It's a pretty remarkable sentence, isn't it, Derek? Put the ex-Anglo executives in a sack with the last Irish government, the regulator, the central bank, then hit the sack with a club until the screams of pain are unbearable. We seem to have annoyed some people in Germany.
Well, it's remarkable on several levels. Number one, the Frankfurt Allgemeine would be, I suppose, an equivalent of the Irish Times in terms of it aims for seriousness, and the fact that it's losing the rag in this morning's paper gives an indication of how annoyed they are about this. And secondly, Ireland really, throughout the crisis, something that really has never really filtered through to Ireland. Ireland has actually had a fairly easy ride in comparison to the treatment of some other bailout candidates like Greece and Cyprus in the German media. And we had 6 months to the end of the programme and then this happened. And so Germans waking up this morning, opening their Bild tabloid newspaper, the front page headline is Irish broke bankers mock German customers. This is obviously a reference to the singing of the Deutschland, Deutschland über alles, which is the Nazi era first verse of the German national anthem, which really hasn't been sung for 60 years here. It's considered quite an insult to do that, whether intentionally or out of ignorance. And it's all setting up quite a storm as Michael Noonan continues negotiations this morning in Brussels, and Enda Kenny meets Angela Merkel here tomorrow.
Yes, it's interesting, actually, the Financial Times, which is also paying us some attention, they have an editorial about what they call our depressing bankers this morning. But they say when Eurozone leaders decide about Ireland's bank debt, they shouldn't use the behaviour of a few reckless bankers as an excuse to punish an entire country. But is that the risk we run, that there will be political fallout from this as we try to still do a deal on our bank debt?
Well, this is exactly the issue, that Germany doesn't really pay attention to the small print of the Irish bailout, but all they know is that the Irish government has been telling them, we want European taxpayers via the ESM bailout fund to take stakes in Irish banks. Now, the revelations over Anglo-Irish Bank gives them a very convenient way to say, well, are you sure you really know what's going on in your banks? A German finance minister spokesman said to me yesterday, he didn't want to comment on the tapes directly, but he said it's quite clear that the events from 2008 to 2010 showed that it was gravely underestimated the risk in Irish banks then. So the feeling in Berlin and elsewhere would be, why should we be willing to put up our taxpayers' money to take stakes in your banks if only 5 years later what was really going on in Anglo-Irish Bank has come to the fore?
And there are no phone recordings of German bondholders going, get the money in, we have to make sure those Irish banks repay us so we don't feel the pain. The recordings are of our bank executives speaking and laughing in the way that they did.
Yes, I'm Spiegel Online, which is a very influential news website. It's the one that everyone at work clicks on during their breaks. They were writing that the tapes show the hubris that the bank managers felt even just before the downfall of their institution. And there's a terrible word circulating here today when they were criticising or making fun of the naivety of the German bondholders who were investing in Anglo after the bank guarantee. They're describing them as scheiß Deutschen, which I don't really need to translate. It's a very unpleasant term. And it just seems we've had such a relatively simple ride in the German media until now. The Bild-Zeitung had the kid gloves on when dealing with Ireland recently. As far as I remember, Ireland never made the front page throughout even the darkest days of the bank guarantee and the bailout. They saved their vitriol for Greece. It will be interesting to see in the coming days if they now have turned their lasers on Ireland.
And apparently more revelations to come, so they'll have more to write about. Thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning there. Derek Scally, the Irish Times correspondent in Berlin.